Meditation is always a very fun experience for all of us. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with meditation. Meditation is fun for all of us. When we find meditation trying or difficult or tiring or irritating, it's because we are trying to manipulate our meditation. Meditation is the time to just let go and let God. The time to just say to yourself, okay, I feel good. I don't know why. I'm happy. I don't know why. Everything's going my way. I don't know why. But I'm very pleased. I'm very pleased. And so you just let go and let God. And then you say to yourself, okay, God, take a deep breath and let it all out and say, okay, all is good. All is good. Then, as you're sitting there or standing there or walking or doing whatever you're doing while you meditate, which you can do, something comes across you and you feel just like you got hit in the head with a brick. Boing! And you almost fall over, at least you lose your balance and just about fall down. And you say to yourself, what was that? And your inner voice says to you, do you know how to listen? Do you really know how to listen? You say, of course I know how to listen. I'm in charge here. This is my meditation. It's my body. It's my world. No, it isn't. This is a divine world. And in a divine world, all is in order. And you are complaining that things are not in order. I was just saying everything was good. I was saying that I was happy and so forth. No, you weren't. Whenever you think that anything is happy, it's not. Whenever you think that anything is just beautiful and wonderful and fabulous, it's not. Because whenever you have those thoughts, what you're doing is you're making a judgment. And when you live in absolute peace, when you live in divine right order, there's no judgment. There's nothing to compare it to. Answer me if you can, the divine says to each one of us. Define bliss. What is bliss in the first place? How can you define it? But define bliss. Well, you say, well, the Buddha had it. Yeah, that's nice, isn't it? Mm-hmm. 2,000, 4,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago. But what about something more recent, you know? Define bliss. Well, I guess bliss is when I first kissed my sweetheart. No, that's not bliss. That's amusement and delight and charm and so forth, but not bliss. Bliss is when nothing happens and nothing is going to happen and nothing is and nothing is going to be. Bliss just is existence. And you say, well, my goodness, that doesn't sound very exciting. No, it's not very exciting. But when you can tell me with all your heart and all your soul and all your body that you have no idea what your body is like, you cannot sense your body, you don't know where one cell is or another. You can't tell me where your fingers are. You can't tell me what your muscles are doing. You can't tell me anything because you're in bliss about it. You don't know. You don't know anything about your body because your body is in a state of bliss. It is in a state of absolute equilibrium. Now, the world. Tell me anything about the world. When you can't tell me anything about the world, then the world's in bliss. Then the world's in ideal harmony and ideal right action. And you see, you say, it's not fascinating? Can you imagine a world where it is in total bliss, where everyone is doing exactly the thing that makes them the happiest and fulfills their needs so that they don't even know they exist? They don't need anyone else to reach out and touch. You see, all of our philanthropic organizations are giving to people. All of our eleemosynary organizations are reaching out and touching people. And people want to be touched, and they want to be helped, and they want to get money, and they want to be helped in their projects, whether it's being an entrepreneur, or whether it's being a poor person, or being sick and needing help. And you see, when you're in bliss, those things do not exist. Those things do not need correction. They do not need improvement. They do not need anything, because they don't exist. They do not exist. There is no problem on the face of the earth. There is no problem in your mind, in your heart, in your life. And you see, that's real bliss. That's real meditation. When you let go and let God, that's meditation. Have you ever been a child? Oh, yes, have you ever been a child? Do you remember when you were very unhappy? You said, "Daddy, help me, Daddy!" And Daddy came and helped you. And he held you. And everything was okay. You didn't have one single concern or worry in your heart or your mind about anything, because Daddy was there. Or Mommy was there. Or whoever it was that was your caring person. And everything was in order and everything was peace. Now, you've all had that experience. You may not recall it because it didn't happen too often, because you were a very dynamic individual. You're always out doing things. But in the early years, when Mother would pick you up and hold you close to her, and she'd coo into your ear and say, "You're so sweet, you're so wonderful," you're in bliss. You're in bliss. You need nothing, want nothing, are nothing, have everything. You are the allness of goodness. And when you reach down, you pet your puppy, and you bury your head in your puppy, and you say to the puppy, "Oh, you're so wonderful." And the puppy just sort of relaxes into nothing. You just sort of, what do you say, just fall flat, you know, just nothing. And you're just, and you and the puppy are one. Those things happen. And a time when you and your husband or you and your wife get a telephone call and they say that your child is injured, and then the two of you are ready to dash out to do whatever, and the telephone rings again and they say, "I'm sorry, your child is okay, someone else was injured." And now you don't feel you don't feel glad for the other person. That's not your child. You feel a relief that it's not your child. You feel such a joy in your heart. You feel such a complete abandonment of all emotions, of all feelings, of all tension, of all that you had only an instant before. And you're in bliss. If just for a moment, you're in bliss. Bliss is when you are one as in God. And it's wonderful. Now, are you ready to live in this meditation, in this bliss? You can. You can. Just remember how you felt, which you can't do. But when you get yourself in a situation where all is in order, all is in divine order, everything is falling into place. When our prisoners in Florida, they need to write about a negative experience that was positive for them. And so they say, "We were told that we're going to have lockdown and that there's a big riot on the yard." And my friends and I, we instantly each spoke our word, "All is in balance. All is peace. All is harmony. All is harmony. All is peace now." And then the siren stopped and the guards called over the loudspeaker and said that was incorrect. One of the guards fell asleep and his head hit the button for turning on the siren, and everybody thought there was a riot going on, and it was nothing. Yeah. Silly, silly! Well, the thing is, those who knew wherewith they were coming from and spoke their word of peace were never unhappy, and they were never happy. They lived in a state of bliss because they knew it was not nothing, and they knew that it, whatever the nothing was, that it was not, it was soon over, and all was in balance. But you see, these things happen. They happen all the time. They happen all the time. And you and I have the opportunity to always be on top of it by saying, all is peace, all is harmony, all is balance. And when we meditate with that in our hearts, then we are indeed in bliss at the highest level. It's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Have a lovely evening. And know I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.